Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Radha, Rasa Vihare Radha, Rasa Vihare Radhe. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman, Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Nitai Gaura Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Hari bol nitai gaura jaya jaya prabhupad 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 jaya jaya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಾಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಾಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಾಯೇಶ ಭದ್ರೇಶು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಶ್ಚಿಕೀ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 10 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 54. ಶ್ರೀ ವಸುದೇವ ಉವಾಚ ನ ಹಿ ಅಸ್ಯ ತೇ ಭಯಂ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಯತ್ ವೈ ಸಾ ಆಹ ಅಶರೀರವಾಕ್ ಪುತ್ರಾನ್ ಸಮರ್ಪಯಿಷ್ಯೇ ಅಸ್ಯ ಯತಃ ತೇ ಭಯಂ ಉತ್ಥಿತಂ. ಶ್ರೀ ವಸುದೇವ ಉವಾಚ ನಹಿ ಅಸ್ಯಾತೆ ಭಯಂ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ನಹಿ ಅಸ್ಯಾಸ್ತೆ ಭಯಂ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಯದ್ವೈ ಸಾ ಶರೀರವಾ ಯದ್ವೈ ಸಾ ಶರೀರವಾ ಪುತ್ರಾಂ ಸಮರ್ಪಯಿಷ್ಯೇ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಪುತ್ರಾಂ ಸಮರ್ಪಯಿಷ್ಯೇ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಯತಸ್ತೇ ಭಯಮುತ್ಥಿತಂ ಯತಸ್ತೇ ಭಯಮುತ್ಥಿತಂ. ಶ್ರೀ ವಸುದೇವ ಉವಾಚ ನಹಿ ಅಸ್ಯಾತೆ ಭಯಂ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ನಹಿ ಅಸ್ಯಾಸ್ತೆ ಭಯಂ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಯದ್ವೈ ಸಾ ಶರೀರವಾಕ್ ಯದ್ವೈ ಸಾ ಶರೀರವಾಕ್ ಪುತ್ರಾನ್ ಸಮರ್ಪಯಿಷ್ಯೇ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಯತಸ್ತೇ ಭಯಮುತ್ಥಿತಂ ಯತಸ್ತೇ ಭಯಮುತ್ಥಿತಂ. ವಸುದೇವ ಉವಾಚ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸುದೇವ ಉವಾಚ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಶರೀರವಾಕ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸುದೇವಾಚ ನಯಸ್ಯಾಸ್ತೆ ಭಯಂ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಯದ್ವೈ ಶರೀರವಾಕ್ ಪುತ್ರಾನ್ ಸಮರ್ಪಯಿಷ್ಯ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸುದೇವ ಉವಾಚ ಶಿಷ್ಯಸ್ತೆ ಭಯಂ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಸ್ವಶರೀರವಾಕ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಶ್ರೀ ವಸುದೇವ ಉವಾಚ ಶ್ರೀ ವಸುದೇವ್ ಸೆಡ್ ನಾ ನಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಅಸ್ಯ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇವಕಿ ತೇ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಭಯಂ ಫಿಯರ್ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಓ ಮೋಸ್ ಸೋಬರ್ Yet, which, why, indeed, sa, that omen, aha, indicated. Asharīravāk, a vibration without a body. Putrān, all my sons, samarpaiṣye, I shall deliver to you, asyāha, offer devaki yataha from whom te your bhayam fear uttitam has arisen. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Vasudev said, O best of the sober, you have nothing to fear from your sister, Devaki, because of what you have heard from the unseen woman. The cause of death will be her sons. Therefore, I promise that when she gives birth to sons from whom your fear has arisen, I shall deliver them all onto your hands. Purport. Kamsa feared Devaki's existence because after her 8th pregnancy, she would give birth to a son who would kill him. Vasudeva, therefore, to assure his brother-in-law the utmost safety, promised to bring him all the sons. He would not wait for the 8th son, but from the very beginning would deliver to his hands of Kamsa all the sons to which Devaki would give birth. This was most liberal proposition offered by Vasudeva to Kamsa. Om Gyan Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಿತಾ ಶ್ವಿಶಾಕಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ದತ್ತಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ವಾಸುದೇವ, ದೋ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ದೆನ್ ಕಂಸ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫೈಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಕಂಸ, ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಪ್ಲೊಮಸಿ ವಿತ್ ಕಂಸ. ನೌ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ವೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಆರ್ ವೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಆರ್ ಕನ್ವಿನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಫೋರ್ ವೇಸ್, ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಾಮ, ದೆನ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ದಾನ, ದೆನ್ ಬೇದ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಂಡ. ಸಾಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಆರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ಸೊ ಹೌ ಟು ಪ್ಯಾಸಿಫೈ ಬೈ ಕೈಂಡ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್, ಲೈಕ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ಸ್, ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಾಮ. ಸೊ ಎವ್ರಿ ಟೀಚರ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜರ್ ಶುಡ್ ನೋ. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಟೀಚ್, ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ನೈದರ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜ್ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ, ನಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್, ನಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಗ್ರೂಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಯು ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರಿ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಆಫೀಸ್. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ದ ಆರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್, ಸಾಮ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಾಮ ಡಸಂಟ್ ವರ್ಕ್, ದೆನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ದಾನ. ದಾನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಗೇನ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೂ ದಿಸ್, you will get this gain, you will get this profit, you will get this benefit. So this is called dana. Not only you will be benefited, because of you this act others also will be benefited. So you have to explain dana. And then the third is beda. So just see, if you don't do this thing, then you know what are the consequences. You create a doubt in the person's mind, so that actually reveals knowledge to that person. That is why the third way is known as beda, creating some kind of fear, some kind of doubt. Now if all the three doesn't work, the last one is what? Danda. Now Vasudev used all the three techniques, but not the fourth one, that is danda. Danda means to give some punishment. Vasudev, we sometimes see from this conversation, he was very weak. That is what we find. But actually, Vasudeva is not a weak personality. In the Divya Prabandhas, in the south, in the Sri Vaishnavas, Divya Prabandhas, sung by the Alvars, one of the verses glorify Vasudeva as one who is expert in wielding the sword. And he can kill 1,000 kansas in no time. That is the power of Vasudeva. Sometimes when we see some movies, Krishna movie, Krishna serial or something like that, made on Krishna, even in the minds of the devotees, we find Kamsa was very strong, very powerful personality, and Vasudeva is like weak, thin, in not so powerful. They depict him like this, with some beard and begging like this, a useless person, not very powerful. But actually it is not. Vasudeva was not ordinary personality. Do you think that Krishna's father would be ordinary personality? He's not ordinary personality. He can just kill 1,000 Kamsas in no time. That was the power of Vasudeva. We should never underestimate the power of Vasudeva just because he is using the art of pacification, Sama, Beda, Danda, and Sama, Dana and Beda. So sometimes you find very powerful personalities, they are very compassionately, they are using the art of pacification. That doesn't mean that it is weakness. Many times when some problem comes in the society, or where we go to the manager, right, the seniors who are there in the position of management, temple president or so. So they use the art of pacification, Sama, Dana and Beda.
So when this is not actually going in the favor of one party or one person's complaint, then they think, oh, this president is actually a weak person. It is not actually one's weakness. It is a way of pacification, a way of management. We are teaching a person, we are teaching a child or teaching someone. It is actually, these are the ways everybody should be trained. Not only just somebody who has some post, she should be trained, but actually everybody is managing something or other. So they should know these four things, and especially Sama, Beda, Dana and Beda. They should know this. Basically, management means what? The way you speak and then try to convince a person, pacify a person. It is actually the art of speaking, that's all. Now just see, the situation is very dangerous here. Vasudev and Devaki are sitting in the chariot, and Kamsa was so happy to drive the chariot. He had so much of love for Devaki. And what he did? He became a driver for his own sister. And she is actually not a own sister, but a cousin sister. She is a cousin. She is not own sister. Devaki's father is Devaka. And Devaka and Kamsa's father, Prasenna, they were brothers. So from that you come to know that Devaki was not just own sister, but a cousin. But still Kamsa had so much of affection for Devaki. He such an arrogant king. What he did? He became a driver, Sarathi. Becoming driver is actually low post. So he was going so happily. As soon as he heard the Asharira Vak, in this verse also this word came. Asharira Vak means the sound spoken by a person whose body was not seen, whose Sharira was not seen. We say Akashvani. So why this Akashvani came? Because this word Asharira Vak came, we should know why this Akashvani came. Demigods are actually observing what's happening there. They saw the entire festival of Vasudev and Devaki getting married. And comes out of great love and affection, he is becoming a driver, or he became a servant of whom? Servant of Krishna's devotees, Krishna's parents. Now the demigods had fear. What was the fear? They know Krishna very well. That Krishna, he forgives and forgets all the crime done by anybody if they serve devotees. Now here, the demigods know very well this Kamsa has done so much of crime. He's a demon. He's a Rakshasa. He's actually a follower of a person who actually eat humans. That kind of mentality has got Rakshasa Buddhi. So the demigods were actually eagerly waiting that Krishna should come and kill Kamsa. And now when they saw Kamsa started serving the devotees, what they did? They became very anxious that Krishna would pardon Kamsa and their position would be in problem. That is why they used diplomacy. They did politics. What they did? Somehow or other we had to make Kamsa do some Vaishnava aparad. Then only Krishna will come and kill him. So here Kamsa is serving Krishna, serving devotees, serving the Vaishnavas. So we'll intentionally make some arrangement by which will Kamsa, with his cruel mind, he is going to commit offenses by which Krishna will be forced to kill Kamsa. So that is how the Asharira Vak came, because the demigods were afraid that Krishna's compassion would make him actually forgive Kamsa. And he would think, oh, Kamsa is serving my parents, so why I should kill him? Let us forget. It's Krishna's nature. The demigods know it very well. Bhakta Vatsala. And whenever he sees somebody serving devotee, even though he may be the most cruel person, even though he is the most demoniac person, Krishna's heart would change. Heart would melt. That is the nature of Krishna. The demigods knew very well the nature of Krishna. So that is why this Asharira Vakya, the demigods actually spoke, oh Kamsa, you are a fool. Ashtamo Garbha. And now interestingly, they did not say that eighth son. They say Ashtamo Garbha, the eighth child. You are actually carrying death on your chariot. You are a fool. So as soon as Kamsa heard this thing, what did he do? He took, in one hand he took the sword, in the other hand he caught hold of the hairs of Devaki and was about to kill. Now at that time, Vasudeva, he used his intelligence. Vasudeva thought, if I fight with Kamsa, comes has nothing to lose. I have everything to lose. He will create a havoc if I fight. There will be destruction, death for many devotees. There will be loss for so many devotees. I can still fight with him, but better not to fight. So this is the decision which Vasudev took. For this, Vasudev has been described as what? Mahabhaga. Vasudevo Mahabhaga. What a word which has been used for Vasudev, we should know. Tam jigupsitam karmanam nishamsham nirapatratam. Shameless Kamsa, when he did the same Devaki, whom he loved so much, the same Devaki want to kill. Shamelessness. You kill an enemy, you fight with the enemy, that is different. Just now you express so much of your love to Devaki. And now at the same time, immediately, now within no time actually, what you did? You want to kill Devaki? That is why it's called Nirapatrapam. Means he is having no shame at all. And now Vasudeva has been described as Mahabhaga. Now why is he called Mahabhaga? Because he has the power to even pacify snakes and tigers. He has the great quality to be very much composed in very trivial circumstances. That is why it's called Mahabhaga. So the first quality which is mentioned about Vasudeva is Mahabhaga. Not to be disturbed in all trivial circumstances. And you have to act with intelligence, not just with some emotion. So Vasudev had this thing. Vasudevo Mahabhaga uvacha parishantvayan. Pacify the situation. So that is why we say that don't react. There is proactiveness and reactiveness. So be a proactive person, not a reactive person. Proactive means what? When you hear something, don't react immediately. When you see something, don't react immediately. Think. Many a times, we actually see something or hear something, immediately speak whatever comes to our mind. We say, think before you leap, or see before you leap, see before you cross the road. In the same way, if somebody is able to hold his tongue just for a second before he speaks, vacho vegam, that is actually going to save you from so many dangers. That is why vacho vegam has been kept first, because don't speak whatever comes to your mind. Think and speak. So Vasudev, he just controlled himself. That is why he's called Mahabhaga, a great personality, one who has got so much of capacity that he can, by his good qualities, he can tame tigers and snakes, and what to speak of Kamsa. So Vasudeva, he employed all the three techniques. He thought, I should not use the fourth technique called the danda. Instead of that, I use the first three techniques. First one is Sama. Sama means pacification. So you should know how to pacify people, pacification, pacify people and pacify the situations. Now what did he do? Kamsa, when he was so angry, his eyes were so red and he was catching the fear also, he had caught hold of Devaki's hair and the sword is up. Then Vasudev looked at Kamsa and then started glorifying him. The best way to actually bring a cruel person under control is glorification. So what did he say? Shlaghaniya gunashurehi bhavan bhoja yashashkaraha sakatam bhagavi bhagini bhanyat striyam udvaha parvanim. So all the three techniques are used in one verse. How? Shlaghaniya gunashurehi. Shlaghaniya means great qualities. Gunaha means qualities. Shlaghaniya means reverend qualities. What kind of qualities you have? Your qualities are so wonderful that everybody glorifies those qualities. Actually, who glorifies Kamsa? Nobody glorifies Kamsa. But here, Vasudev, he is actually speaking a lie. Sometimes people say that, I am very frank, Prabhu. You are nonsense, Prabhu. You are not frank. Don't be frank. That is why Srila Prabhupada, in the previous line, previous purport, he says, sometimes one must act duplicitously in a dangerous position. Not sometimes, many a times. Actually, many times you are in dangerous position, difficult situations. Then duplicity, or in other words, a better word is called diplomacy, has to be used. So these four ways, especially the first three ways, are known as diplomacy. Now, many a times we say that, oh, he is a political person. No. Oh, he is doing politics. He is very diplomatic. Yes. It has got a space in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially when we are talking about Ramanand Rai, he was trying to arrange a meeting of Pratap Rudra with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pratap Rudra, he wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give an audience just because Pratap Rudra is a king. First he sent his Angavastra, and then he sent his son, but he would not meet Pratap Rudra, and King Pratap Rudra was so much anxious to get the mercy of Chaitanya by meeting him. But he would not allow. Then Pratap Rudra requested Ramanand Rai, just allow one meeting. I just want to get the blessing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can retire from your office. Not only you get the retirement, but also you can receive the amount of money, whatever you're getting throughout your life, even after retirement. But just give an audience. If I am not going to get the mercy of Chaitanya, I am just going to give the entire kingdom and become a Khan Pata Salu. Means I am just going to become a beggar, mendicant. What is the use of life if I am not going to get the mercy of Chaitanya? Then Ramanand Rai, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then started speaking to Chaitanya, saying that, "Oh Lord, I heard the king of this place is a great devotee of yours." He started glorifying glorifying Pratap Rudra. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood Ramanand Rai and told Ramanand Rai, "Why didn't you be very frank? Why are you talking like this?" So there in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that diplomacy used in Krishna's service is a kind of devotional service. Diplomacy used in Krishna's service is a kind of devotional service. So diplomacy to bring a devotee closer to another devotee, diplomacy to bring a devotee closer to Krishna, so that diplomacy which involves telling lies, that is actually a form of devotional service. So here actually Vasudeva is telling a blunt lie. What is that blunt lie? Oh, slaganiya gunashchuraihi. Not only that, bhavan bhoja yashaskaraha. Bhavan, he is using the word aap. Bhavan means aap. Respectfully, in English there is no other way to do it, because you address elderly person also you, a young boy also as you. But in Sanskrit, you have tvam means you and bhavan means aap. There is only Hindi word there. So, bhavan, bhoja yashaskaraha. You are going to glorify the dynasty of Bhoja. Actually, he is a kalank on Bhoja. But he says, bhoja yashaskaraha. And then, by using this word, bhoja yashaskaraha, again he is using the word sama, pacification. So, pacification is done by two ways. One is, by speaking soothing words, other is by glorification, by glorifying the person. Like sometimes a child is very naughty. The mother, who is having no brains, actually not a mother, just a mother's sake because gave her the child, starts scolding the child. No, a good mother starts with saying, the child has done something nonsense or doing something nonsense, very naughty. Then the mother goes and says, say, beta achhe bachche aisa nahi karte. What does that mean? You are such a good boy, na? You are a very good boy, na? Actually, he is the most nonsense boy. The mother will still say that you are a good boy. So it is actually an art of diplomacy. So telling lies is also having some position or some place in diplomacy, and diplomacy has some place in Krishna consciousness. Of course, to use diplomacy, you need to be qualified. Not that everybody starts using diplomacy in Krishna consciousness, because there it is said diplomacy in Krishna consciousness is a kind of devotional service. Not everybody can use it. Like a scissors can be used by a doctor because he is qualified to use it. Not that everything can be used in Krishna consciousness by everybody. It cannot be. Why? Because you need to have the qualification to use that in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you land up in a problem. Like you have scissors, you have all the operation tools, and a patient has come. Oh, now I saw a doctor doing it, so I'll also do it. No, you land up in a problem with for yourself as well as the patient, because you don't have the qualification. In the same way, in Krishna consciousness, you can use everything. Yukta vairagya. Even diplomacy is also having yukta vairagya. But who can use it? That is the question. So the qualification of a person who actually you can use diplomacy is one who is having samachittatvam. One who is neutral to everyone. One who doesn't see this person as enemy, this person as friend. He sees everybody as part and parcel of Krishna, including Kamsa. Here Vasudeva had this quality of samachittatva. That is why he is addressed as Mahabhaga, Mahamanaha. So he has the right to do this thing. Like in the previous purport, if you see, that sometimes one must act dupliciously or with diplomacy, has to tell lies. Who can do it? You have to attain that qualification to use this quality of diplomacy in Krishna consciousness. Not that in the name of Yukta Vairagya, you can start using and engaging everybody in Krishna service. It all depends on the adhikar. So who has the adhikar to use diplomacy? Only a person who has attained the position of samachittatva, who sees everybody on the equal platform, that person has the right, has the qualification to use diplomacy in Krishna consciousness, and that becomes devotional service. Otherwise, if you don't have the qualification, yet you try to be diplomatic, you know what happens? And that is called anartha, kutanati. That becomes anartha. So it's very subtle. We should be very careful about. Now after using sama, then he used the word bedha. How does he use the word bedha? He says that bhavan bhoja yashaskaraha sakatam. Sakatam. Katam means, why are you killing? How are you? Why are you doing this thing? Why are you killing your own system? Sakatam bhagini manyat. Use the word beda. Beda means puts a doubt. Oh, by saying, for example, somebody is going. Oh, why are you going? That means you are installing a doubt in that person. Maybe if I go there may be some problem, isn't it? There may be, you create a fear by actually being beda. Oh, you're doing this thing. Oh, why are you doing this? So, by saying so, you make that person start thinking. So, by pacification, if he's pacified, well and good. Otherwise, what you do? You create a doubt. You create a fear in the mind of the person, so he starts thinking. So, that is called Veda. Sa khatam, this word. And then, bhagini manyat, that is called dana. Dekho, what is this you are doing? You are killing your own sister. What is going to happen, you know, because of this? You are going to get very infamous situation in this life. In the next life also, you are going to go into hell and suffer. That is called Veda. So, Sama, Dana and Veda. Sorry. Sama, Veda and Dana were used. So, this word, which comes as Vasudeva used, Bhagini Manyat, that is actually, for him, it is Dana. In this way, Vasudeva goes on describing different ways. And he uses logic. After losing logic also, Kamsa is not moved, is unmoved. Because he was so hard-hearted. This Kamsa, who is so hard-hearted, did not even listen to Vasudeva's logic. Vasudeva's Sama, Beda and Dana. Then what happened at the end? Vasudev started contemplating within himself. He started thinking that there is no way that this person is going to listen to my words. I am going to influence this Kamsa through my qualities. And that is where Vasudev starts contemplating within his own mind. Vasudev thought, now the danger has come. The danger is very imminent. I need to somehow or the other save the life of Devaki. And he started thinking within his own mind that Dundube, Anaka Dundube. He had so much of faith in the Supreme Lord and the Devatas. He thought, my name is Anaka Dundubi. when Vasudeva was born, drums were played by the demigods that Krishna would appear in his house. So that is why his name was Anaka Dundubi. Now, when the drums were played by the demigods when I was born, and the Lord is going to appear in my family, in my house, what kind of inauspiciousness can happen? That is why Vasudev had this confidence. Now, when the situation is very trivial, very imminent death is there at that time, learn from Vasudev. What is that thing? Confidence in the Lord. At the same time, his intelligence was working. It is not foolish confidence. He started thinking that Mrityur, as long as one has buddhi, bala, and buddhi and strength and intelligence, what one should do? Yavad buddhi balodayam. As long as buddhi, intelligence is there and strength is there, one should save oneself from death. There is no offense in that. Save oneself from death. For that, even though you have confidence in Krishna, it cannot be foolish confidence. It cannot be a kind of ignorant confidence. So I should use my intelligence. So sometimes people say, oh, Avashya Rakshibe Krishna, and then sleep. No. How does Krishna protect you? You have to act to protect yourself in circumstances. Sometimes people say, oh, we are surrendered to Krishna, so I will not do anything. A bus is coming in front of you. Oh, Krishna, Avashya Rakshibe Krishna. That is not the thing. So Vasudev, he used intelligence also. So buddhi balodayan yasya asau na nivartyeta na parado stidehinaha. In this there is no fault. Trying oneself, trying to save oneself from danger, it is not antagonistic to surrender. Antagonistic to confidence in Krishna. Very interestingly, the pure devotional service as defined by Rupa Goswami, anyabilashita shunyam gyanakarmat yanavrutam anukulena krishtanushilin maktiruttama. Everybody knows this verse. But in that verse, there is one very special word, anyabilashita. The word ita has been described or been explained by our acharya, saying that there may be some desires in a devotee, but still he can be pure devotee. What is the desire? Circumstantial. A tiger has jumped onto him. Oh Lord, please save me. Just see, he doesn't have confidence in Krishna. So he is not a pure devotee. No, don't tell like that. It is circumstantial. So in circumstantial situations, trying to save oneself is not antagonistic to surrender or having confidence in Krishna. So Vasudev, he started thinking, now the situation is very grim now, I should do something. What I should do? To pacify Kamsa or to convince Kamsa, there is only one way, my truthfulness. Kamsa, in spite of he being such a big dushta, rakshasa, but he was totally convinced about the glory of Vasudev's truthfulness. He was so truthful. So Vasudev, he started thinking within himself that what I will do is, I will give my sons to Kamsa. Somebody may say that this is not good. How can a father give his own child to his own baby to death? But Vasudev thought, no, I will give. Maybe it may happen that I will not have any children. Maybe it may happen that Kamsa would die before children are born. It may also happen that a children would be born and my child would kill Kamsa, because the demigods are told. So let me have faith in the Anaka Dunduve, and in the faith in the Asharira Vak. So he considered himself in this way. He started thinking in this way. And Vasudev started speaking to the sinful Kamsa. Kamsa has been addressed as Yavat Atmani Darshanam Pujayama Savai Shorer Bahumana Pura Sharam Evam Vimrishyat Tam Papam. Tam Papam means that cruel Kamsa, he started speaking. And then in the previous verse, that is the 53rd verse, there is a very interesting description of Vasudeva. If we can learn this one point from Vasudeva's conversation with Kamsa, I am sure that we have attained at least 80% self-realization. What is that? Let us see. Prasannavadanam bojo, previous verse. Prasannavadanam bojo, nishamsham nirapatravam, manasadyujamanena, vihasan idamabhravit. Prasannavadanam bojo. How was Kamsa's face? It was completely satisfied, prasanna. How was it? How satisfied it was? Vadanamboja, his face was ambuja, like lotus. Just imagine, just newly married, just now got married, and your wife is being just about to be killed. Can you have a very cheerful face? Is it that Vasudeva was really having a cheerful face? No. He had so, internally he was not satisfied. He was so much restless. He had so much of fear. At the same time, he was putting up a smiling face. Learn this. If you are able to learn this art of putting up a smiling face, in spite of so many problems and so many disturbances in one's life, it is 80% self-realization. Prasannavadanambojam nishamsham nirabhatravam. This is a shameless Kamsa. Externally, he spoke in a very soothing, very nice way, but internally, Vasudeva was very disturbed. So, a lot of internal disturbances may be there. Don't cry. Even smile. And that strength comes from Krishna consciousness. I still remember once, I was traveling by flight from Udaipur to Bombay. It is a short flight. Then there was one person who was sitting next to me in the other row. Then he asked, the cabin crew came and he asked for some juice. She gave and he tasted it. And it was not the same juice what he asked for. So he started shouting and abusing her. Of course, people came and tried to pacify him. Somehow, they tried to pacify but could not pacify. But the whole of 45 minutes, he was grudging and grudging and grudging. What do they think about themselves? Do they know who I am? I am a owner of a 1,000 crore company. I can buy these airlines like this. He was went on grudging. I was able to hear everything for 45 minutes. Just because of what? One packet of juice he did not get. That too, 32,000 feet above there. He can come down after just half an hour, he can drown in his juice, whatever juice he wanted. Just because he could not get that one thing, just see how much disturbed he became. So material life means, a materialistic person means disturbance only, always disturbed. But spiritual life means what? Krishna consciousness means, how do you exhibit your Krishna consciousness? That you are undisturbed in provoking circumstances, in disturbing circumstances. I think nobody must be having such disturbing circumstances which Vasudeva has. But in spite of that, prasanna mukha vadanam bhojam. Yes, totally prasanna. And in that, he was so composed and again started glorifying Kamsa in this verse. What does he say? Nahi asyate bhayam saumya. Using the word saumya. Actually, who is sober? It is Vasudeva who is sober, and now he is using the word saumya and addressing Kamsa, saying that you are saumya. Again using the word pacification, because until unless you pacify a person, he will not listen to you. So don't try to give a pravachan or explain to a person, teach a person who is very much agitated. The first thing we should use is to pacify. Then only you can teach. Teaching cannot happen without pacification. That is why, nai asyate bhayam saumya. Asyate bhayam saumya. Saumya, by speaking his word, oh sober person, listen peacefully. Bhayam, your fear is not because of asya. This lady. Devaki is not the cause of your fear. Then Kamsa start thinking, yeah, Devaki should not be cause of my fear. So he created another doubt here. So just see, Saumya, he is using the word to pacify and is creating a doubt. What is the doubt? Bhayam asya na. The fear what you are having in your heart is not because of her. So he used the word Beda. He used the technique of Beda. So the Vedic Gurukul system teaching means this Sama, Beda, Dana, Danda. This is called teaching. The people are trained in these techniques. That is why they are very able administrators, able spiritual master, teachers, able parents, able father, able mother. Until unless one actually learns or trained in these techniques of Sama, Beda, Dana and Danda, it is very difficult to have a very sane society. Rajaniti means this thing only. Srila Prabhupada actually wanted Gurukul students to learn the Chanakya Niti and all these things they should learn. Bhishma Niti, Vidur Niti, they should know. How to deal with people, how to talk to people. So much of our Krishna consciousness, we don't know how to talk to people, how to talk to devotees. We should have a training. So much of training is going for so many different things, but there is no training of how to talk, what to talk, when to talk, whom to talk. That training is not given. Even what to speak of talking, even the phonetics are not proper for people these days. They don't even pronounce the alphabets, whether it is Sanskrit or Devanagari or even the alphabets of English. They don't pronounce properly. So, Vasudev is knowing this art very well. That is why using this word Saumya, he pacified. After pacification, immediately is creating doubt. Your fear is not from Devaki. You remember? Kamsa started listening. The Asharira Vak. Yad vai Asharira Vak. What did the Asharira Vak say? It says, Ashtamo Garbaha. The fear is from the child of Devaki, from the womb. Or the child born from the womb of Devaki. So why are you afraid of Devaki? And being afraid of the child of Devaki, you kill Devaki, what will happen to you, no? You will be criticized. Okay. You have the fear that a child will kill, don't worry. I am going to give Putran Samarpaishe. Samarpaishe means I am going to Putran. All the children I am going to give it to you. Because Vasudev knew very well that Kamsa had faith in him. What was that faith? Vasudev is a truthful person. Even Kamsa knew it. Dheera dheera janapriyo priyakaro. That is sadhu. Even the most cruel person like Kamsa, he knew Vasudev is a good person. I am a nonsense person, but Vasudev is good. He will stick to his words. Putran samarpaishe. Yataste bhayam mutitam. From whom you have got fear, that is my son. Actually, eighth son is the cause of your fear. But still, I am going to give all the sons to you. So that was the word given by Vasudeva. And as soon as Vasudeva spoke this thing, Kamsa, his heart got changed. No problem. Okay, take. But remember, you should give your children to me. Then you know, further story it goes, how? Vasudev, first child was born, Kirtiman, he brought and gave it to Kamsa. Kamsa told, oh Vasudev, take him back. My fear is from the eighth child. You give the eighth child, not this one. Then what happened? Again the demigods had fear. See, if somebody has fear, somebody doesn't have fear, other person has fear. If this person doesn't have fear, other person has fear. The whole world is full of fear only. The demigods were afraid, if Kamsa is not going to kill this child, now Krishna will not appear, or he may delay his appearance. So we should do something. Now we want to make Kamsa do some Vaishnava prad. If we want to make Kamsa kill Krishna's brother. So they were having a meeting, they were really disturbed. Then Narada came. Demigods told Narada, please do something. Then Narada told, don't worry, I'm going. So the Narada went with a flower, lotus flower in his hand. and Kamsa welcomed Narada, made him sit on the throne and asked, "Oh Narada, you came here? Please tell, what is the thing?" Then Narada starts saying that, you know, don't know, all the demigods have taken birth in your family here, here, and on people. Then you know very well in the previous life you have been killed by Vishnu. Now the same Vishnu is going to appear and kill you. Demigods have come. Then Kamsa, he thought, eighth child is going to kill me. Then Narada told Kamsa, take this flower. Kamsa took the flower. It was a lotus flower. Narada asked Kamsa, count the number of petals. He counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 petals. Then Narada asked, tell me which one is the first one? Which one is the second one, third one? Then Kamsa counted first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. Then Narada told, is it true? Then Kamsa told, 8 petals are there. Anything can be first one, anything can be eighth one. Narada told, this is what I am telling you. First also can be eighth, second also can be eighth, seventh also can be eighth. Anything can be eighth. Then Kamsa immediately arrested Vasudev. Caught those children and started killing them. The story goes further. But for now, we should know that we should know the art of pacification, art of diplomacy, and use it in Krishna's service, and also get the qualification to use it. If not, at least get the strength from Krishna consciousness. In spite of all the disturbing circumstances in our life, present a smiling face in front of people. Hare Krishna, we stop here. Any questions, please do ask. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you told about diplomacy, samachitvatvam. Thank you, Prabhuji. Any examples, if you can give, of good use or bad use, then it will be more easy to...
Examples. See, more theory is better instead of giving examples, because if you give live examples, then it will be difficult. Personally, we can discuss some examples. Not bad.
Prabhuji, one more question.
Yeah.
Prabhuji, you were telling that Kamsa also had faith in Vasudevji. So this is one of the important points of this whole conversation, his truthfulness. So why Vasudevji was famous as truthfulness, Prabhuji? Is there any story mentioned that?
Because he is a devotee of Krishna. The same Kamsa, the same Vasudeva, who is known for the truthfulness, he spoke lies. You can see this. Bhavan, Bhoja, Shashkaraha, Sab, Khatam, Bhagini, Manyat, and in Saumya, in this word, verse, you have the word Saumya. Is it truth? Is Kamsa Saumya? Then Vasudeva is known for truthfulness, and he's speaking something wrong, isn't it? This is one of the examples of how one can be truthful at the same time speak lies. That is why morality on the platform of delusion is a glorified asset. But actually it is delusion. Morality is actually on the platform of delusion. Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna. So can I give example of his diplomacy from the parampara?
Yeah.
Can you give example of Sanatan Goswami pacifying the jail keeper?
Yes, yes. So many are there.
And
Raghunath Das Goswami, Prabhupada gives in the purport, talks about all these things. When he said practical example, I generally refer to which happens in the society. In scriptures, there are hundreds of examples of these things. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Till now, I had been just... Till now, I had been just thinking that how Vasudeva was just a weak person. And today, I just got confirmed from you. So this question was coming in my mind, which is a little weird, that Kamsa was sending many demons to kill Krishna, but still Vasudev, being stronger than Kamsa, could have, you know, killed Kamsa, because he is more stronger than him, and a father cannot tolerate seeing his being son attacked.
Otherwise, if Kamsa would have been killed, how will all the pastimes happen? Everybody has their adhikar, their position. In fact, have to play a role in Krishna's pastimes, isn't it? Everybody has got that role. So his Mahamanaha, he thought that now Krishna should be safe. That is why he sent to, the order of Krishna only went, he took him to. So he just followed the order, because Vasudev had complete understanding that Krishna is Supreme Lord. At the same time, he had Vatsalya. So he would not interfere into the plan of Krishna. That is what we can speculate. But there is no answer given by any commentaries of Acharyas here. So I can speculate, that's all. Okay, stop here. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.